Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It is Monday, September the 6th. If you're just joining us on the DJV program, the issues of the day are paramount. The day's issues may or may not be as difficult to deal with as usual, because a lot of people are not dealing with any issues today except like they do on Memorial Day, which seems like yesterday, hamburgers, hot dogs, and if you understand or appreciate what Labor Day is all about, I guess you probably... How do people appropriately deal with, I was going to say celebrate, maybe that's the right word, maybe it isn't, ladies. Jennifer Horn off today, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is the J in the DJV program. So the deal for most people is that they're not working today, although I see that most of the big stores, all the pharmacies are open, Walmart's open, the big box stores are open. But government, banks, no postal delivery, and a lot of big companies and smaller companies are not working today. The weekend things that you get time off for, vacation paid, that sort of thing, Social Security. So a lot of these things are a result of the labor movement, right? Labor unions. And so... There are a couple of different things that come to mind when I think about how this began, what I learned when I was in school. One version goes back to 1882, the Knights of Labor, one of the most important American labor organizations, at least at that time. They held a public parade featuring various labor organizations on September 5th. And then there was the Central Labor Union, the CLU. Then we all, do we remember the AFL? See, I remember this. I remember studying this. We actually studied this in American history. The AFL, that's how the AFL-CIO came to be. It was first called the CLU, but then it changed its name. So that's what today is a union labor day. Because of the unions, that's, you know, people say, oh, that's fabulous. Let's have a... There were states that had it first, I think, before it was the federal holiday that it is today. Anyway, 1894 is when this first was celebrated nationally. So how much in your family's history, both Jay and Victoria, how much attention was paid, or did you, when you were growing up, understand Labor Day was, for me, was the day before school started? That's pretty much all I remember.
Right, it's the end of the summer.
Yeah, that's it. It was nothing to celebrate. It was boo, hiss.
Yeah, we went to school before Labor Day, and there was always a question of why are we going, because it's like a 3-day school week, and then we're off for 3 days, and then we're going back for normal.
Makes no
sense,
right?
This year you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah right after, so yeah, a lot of kids are not going back until Thursday of this week or Friday.
Right. Yeah. Isn't today Rosh Hashanah, beginning of Rosh Hashanah?
I thought it was tomorrow and Wednesday.
Let me look at my calendar. My calendar... says that it starts today. Sundown. It's sundown today. So you eat, drink, and be merry if you're Jewish until sundown, and then there's a time, I think it's 24 hours, where you don't eat, fasting and that sort of thing.
Yeah, the kids have 2 days off because we were on the beach this weekend with some friends who work in public schools, so the kids are off today, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then they're back Thursday. That's what it was.
Well, some people consider that to be good news. Let's see if we can find some other good news. The Coast Guard said that this whole business with Hurricane Ida now, another one coming up the coast, I suppose we could consider the fact that it's not going to hit, or not supposed to hit the mainland, be 200 or 300 miles off the coast, but still, where you are in New Jersey, Victoria, a lot of wind and rain and surf and that sort of thing. I don't know that it'll affect Jay where you are too much, but you've had plenty of rain down there, so the good news is you're not going to be affected by this very much.
Yeah, Larry's staying away.
Yeah, right. Larry is the name. That's right. The Coast Guard, there was an oil spill after Hurricane Ida, and I wonder what the situation is there. Those things, you've seen movies probably, or maybe you know, I went out to do a broadcast. Imagine, somebody invited me, this is about maybe 20 years ago, to do a broadcast from an oil rig off the coast of Louisiana. So I was flown out in a helicopter, had the equipment, and spent a night on the oil rig, and then the next morning up and on having lots of conversation with the people that were on this oil. I think it was 20 or so miles off the coast. It was pretty much, if you drew a triangle between Houston and New Orleans, that's where it was in the Gulf down there. And it was a day, it was a September day, and it was so hot and so humid. I remember it so dramatically. That was the story. It was interesting to learn about how these things worked. And when Mark Wahlberg did that movie about the, there have been plenty of problems with these things. That BP oil rig, remember when that went down? Mm-hmm. I don't know how many years ago it was, but wow. The gas that came out, you could smell constantly. Anybody who's ever been on one of these things knows that what you live with is the constant smell of gas.
Ooh, can't be healthy.
No, I don't think it's very healthy. And the interesting thing is that they deal with it, because gas, when it comes out of the ground, doesn't have any odor. Somehow or other, it was treated, or you knew it was there. And I've forgotten now how I remember asking that question, but I don't remember what the answer was. But certainly that's something that most of the people over in that area are going to be happy about, because the hurricane's going up more to the north-northeast in the Atlantic. Is this good news? The booster is likely to be ready by the 20th of the month. That is the Pfizer booster. So let's see, what do we get out of that? Moderna not likely to have the approval that quickly. So I asked Dr. Ken on this program last week whether or not we should have just a third booster, just the regular stuff, or whether we wait for the booster that is appropriate, because it mixes whatever the cocktail in it is, will deal with variants. So what do we think we're going to do, ladies? You waiting until September 20th? Your folks waiting, Victoria, till the 20th?
Well, my parents don't really have a choice, because they got Moderna, and there's nothing available yet, so they don't really have a choice. And they've been strongly advised to not mix between Pfizer and Moderna, and so they're waiting for the actual Moderna booster. A lot of their friends, who have really severe issues, autoimmune issues or whatever, they've already gotten their third booster. So they're being strict about it in New Jersey where we are, but it seems to be readily available if you qualify.
What does that mean, strict about it? They're not letting the
In terms of, you can't just walk in and say, yeah, I have issues. And it's like a very detailed process, I guess.
Mm-hmm. To what point would that be? Why? If someone wants to get a third shot, is there danger involved in it? What's the reason?
No, I think it's just to avoid chaos, really. Because it's at first, as soon as people said, oh, by September 20th, everyone can get a booster, there will probably be a rush on that. You know, the first time around, we did this in categories. It was age first, and then there were health issues, and then, you worked your way down to 12-year-old kids. And by saying everyone on September 20th can do it, there could be a run on appointments or people showing up. And then we could also have a shortage of doses, too. That's a possibility. So, I think they're probably just trying to have some sort of orderly fashion to it.
So there's a new study, speaking of vaccinations, that suggests that the people, at least over in England, who have been fully vaccinated, have much less risk for long COVID. In fact, it cuts the risk in half. I asked Ken to explain what long COVID was. I think sometimes, do you think everybody understands what it is?
Well, it used to be called long-haul symptoms, and now they just call it long COVID. Yeah. So all those, I have some friends with the long symptoms, and it's pretty brutal. So this study made me really hopeful that, if you're fully vaccinated, this cut your risk of those symptoms in half, and they measured it on if you had symptoms that lasted 28 days or longer, and so and some long symptoms last months. One of my mom's friends still has not regained her taste and smell after having a really bad bout of COVID before the vaccines were available. I mean, this is months now. People with neurological issues, people with brain fog, the fatigue. There are a lot of people coming forward saying, I just can't get rid of this. I cannot get this out of my body. So that's what kind of, honestly, that scared, besides my parents' health, the only thing that really freaked me out about the possibility of getting COVID were the long symptoms. So the fact that I'm fully vaccinated makes me feel really grateful that this study kind of coincides with what I was hoping would happen, and that if you are fully vaxxed, then, you know, you have much less of a chance of getting these
symptoms.
So what
will the naysayers say about this? What will the people who don't want to get a vaccination,
don't want to get shot? If you want to get long symptoms, meet somebody who has it, because they're pretty miserable. And it's scary, and you don't know if you're ever going to be normal again. And I have friends who have, two of my friends have had really bad battles with depression because of it. So if you don't want to get vaxxed,
I heard that
you think you know more about science than people, sure.
That some people have become very depressed after getting
it. It affects your brain. It inflames your brain.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, I don't know, anybody at this point, right, we're in September. Anybody at this point who's like, oh, I don't know, I'm still going to wait. Okay.
The choices, people make the choices at their own risk, long as it's just at their own risk. The other side of it is that a lot of people, there are people who are becoming affected by this, and it isn't just about
you. They're the ones spreading it. Yeah.
It's about the ease, and people that, I don't believe that. How can you prove that? you can go around in a barrel with this thing. Forever and ever and ever.
Isn't it funny that the people most likely to be gullible and believe conspiracy theories are also the ones demanding the most scientific proof from COVID, from the vaccines? It just blows my mind.
Yeah, it is kind of an interesting observation. All right, Jay, I'm sure a lot of this stuff is trending. We have our social media, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. All of those organs have lots of info in them. Whether you believe the info or not, or whether it's correct, it just remains to be seen. We're going to check out what's going on in social media and influence your thinking, perhaps one way or another, maybe, maybe not. That's coming right up here on the DJV program. It's 18 after the hour.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almonds, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almonds in your local grocery store.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Halitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now 23 after the hour on Monday, Labor Day, the 6th of September. We're live here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jay has, I was thinking about this fellow and what he has meant to so many people. The passing of a great American after this.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet, nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
All right, so this gentleman brought a lot of pleasure to millions and millions, tens of millions of Americans, and he passed away. Jay, over the weekend, who are we talking about?
Willard Scott, the legendary Today weatherman. He, over three decades on the Today Show, 65 years at NBC.
He was a page. He started as a kid, as a page at NBC. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, and even though he technically kind of retired-ish in 1996, that was when Al Roker took over as being the main weatherman for Today's Show, he would still reprise his role occasionally, telling viewers who were turning 100, happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was, that was...
I always thought he would end up on a Smucker's jar, right? At 100. It's sad that he was only 87.
Yeah, right. And whatever was what his malady was, he was a little heavy. I had three experiences with Willard Scott in my time. He and I were at the same table at the Radio Hall of Fame dinner. Must have been 12, 13 years ago when his radio partner, Ed Walker, got inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. They were the Joy Boys for 20 years in Washington on WRC. That's how he got started. He was from just outside of Washington in Virginia, lived there all of his life, had a farm there, just, you know, until he passed. The whole business about him and his sense of humor, it pretty much captured the audience the night that his friend, and I don't think now that I think about it, I don't think Willard Scott was ever inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. He was very good on the radio as he was. He was the first Bozo the Clown. He was the first, he played a couple of other characters on local television on WRC before he became the weatherman on that station, and then he became the weatherman on the Today Show.
It was going around on social media that he was also the first Ronald McDonald.
Yes, he was. Yep.
Which is really right. Interesting.
Yeah, right. He played clowns. He was a funny guy. Funny, just a jovial, great sense of humor. Not negative. There's nothing negative. There was never anything negative about this guy. Ever. 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 You can't find anything about him other than just his warmth. The second time I was around him, it was at the studios down in Washington. It was the other studio, Phil, not this one, at Radio America, when I was there doing my broadcast once on a trip. And he came in to be on another program, so he came into the studio with me, and he just wanted to play. And I asked him about his toupee, and he took it off, and he threw it at me. it was one of those spontaneous, silly things. And sometimes on television he would wear it, and sometimes he wouldn't. There was no hiding the fact that he didn't have any hair. He was a wonderful man. The passing of Willard Scott. It's 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Myers. Kia America has announced that the Niro plug-in hybrid arrives for the 2022 model year, wearing new badging on the front grille, the tailgate, the steering wheel hub, and the wheel center caps. The Niro delivers the EPA-estimated 26 miles of all-electric range on a single charge and is still eligible for the $4,846 federal tax credit. Starting MSRP is $29,590. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Using brand new U.S. weapons and equipment, the Taliban on Monday claimed they took control of Panjshir Province. That's a mountain region that was one of the final holdouts of resistance forces in Afghanistan. It was a brutal weekend for women in Afghanistan. A pregnant policewoman was reportedly beaten and killed by the Taliban in front of her family. The BBC claims they had 3 eyewitnesses. New reports claim 6 passenger jets at the Kabul airport with U.S. citizens on board are being blocked from taking off this morning. President Biden remains on vacation. The U.S. Navy has identified 5 sailors who died in a helicopter crash off the coast of San Diego, California last week. Still no cause of the crash 60 miles off the coast. A newly discovered hat with DNA evidence proving it belonged to General Napoleon Bonaparte was previewed by auction house Bonhams in Hong Kong on Monday. The hat moves to Paris, then to London, where it will be auctioned off. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With millions of Americans choosing not to get the COVID-19 vaccine, the Biden administration is saying the vaccines may not be enough and a booster shot may be required without proving any scientific evidence. Democrat Governor of Kentucky Andy Beshear tells NBC News, your freedom should not matter when it comes to the coronavirus pandemic.
Well, it has been difficult, and it shouldn't be, because it's just basic science. And our healthcare providers have been wearing masks for decades. Why? To prevent infection. In different areas. I think this is a test of our humanity. I believe that that's what this pandemic is. And remember, a pandemic isn't an issue. It's a virus that's trying to kill as many of us as possible. And so I think it comes down to, are you willing to be selfless and wear that mask, loving your neighbor and protecting them? Or is it more a question of selfish? I have the right to do whatever I want, even if it causes harm to others. You know, you can't walk into a crowded movie theater and yell fire. Your freedom of speech doesn't extend that far. Yeah. So let's remember that liberty is the right to live our lives, not to cause someone else's death. That should be pretty easy for people of faith, for people of values. And I hope that we can start living that faith and those values to protect one another once again.
According to the United Nations World Population Prospects Report, approximately 7,500 people die every day in the United States. On Sunday, 527 COVID deaths were reported. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, 34 after the hour, here we are to influence you to a certain extent. One of the great things about being on the air on this program over holiday periods, and I'm appreciative of the ladies being here, Victoria and Jay, the fact that there are new listeners, people who never have heard this program before, carried on stations that might carry us at a different time, or they carry us because we're doing a live program and everybody else is asleep. Maybe that's what it is. But there are plenty of people up and around and are appreciative of us being on the air. And then they'll end up following us. So, Jay, tell people, if you don't mind, how they can follow us. What if, in fact, the station that we're on right now, or somehow or other they found us, and they're not sure how they found us, how can they always find us? Where do they go?
Go to djvshow.com, click that listen button. You can find us on the Doug Steffen Network, on TuneIn, and get involved on social media. DJVShow is our handle.
How's that? And you can also get the download every day once you've figured out how to do all of this. Is a download. The program is actually broadcast live through, not live, but it's recorded and played back in its entirety every single day. So what we're doing right now will be heard over the course of the day if you go to djvshow.com. And then you can always get the download as well. Those are in perpetuity, I guess, right? Don't we keep them there forever on the djvshow.com website? You can always find old
the podcast. Yep.
podcast.
Sure.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right. DJBDownload.com. As a matter of fact, one of the things we're dealing with in terms of trending on the Britney Spears thing seems to always find its way into our download at least once a week or so. Then we talk about, in the most recent one, Tyra Banks has a new ice cream line called Smize Cream. So if that does you, if that does you a solid, then help yourself. Anyway, the daily download every day at djvshow.com, as Jay suggested, or wherever you get your podcasts. So a couple of things here that are, we started the last hour with some positive things. I guess these five sailors who died in a helicopter crash off San Diego over the weekend. Actually, didn't it go down on Friday? And then they were trying to rescue them and they couldn't, so now they're just trying to find their bodies. Or did they find them? I didn't see anything to suggest.
They've identified them.
They identified them.
So, yeah, it was several days of rescue efforts. So they had 34 search and rescue flights. And, yeah, and so they wanted to make sure, obviously, I don't know if they've recovered all of the bodies yet, but obviously they needed to notify the families before they released the names. So, you know, once again, lots of people gone way too young.
Yeah, they're all 21 years old. I see Sarah Burns, who was a corpsman, was 31 years old, lady from Maryland. Most of them were in their 20s. And, yeah, and so what I want to know and what everybody kind of wants to know is why did it go down? What was the problem with it? That's the question of the day. Also, what's the reason for that shooting in Florida? Four people dead, a mother and her daughter, another crazy, and it appears this person shouldn't have had a gun either, right?
Well, he was a veteran. He was honorably discharged. He served in Iraq and Afghanistan, had severe PTSD. And his girlfriend.
That's why I said what I did. Isn't if you have somebody that's got that kind of problem, severe PTSD, that you know what I'm talking about? Why they still have guns? Person shouldn't have a gun if they have that problem.
He had just gotten a job. According to his girlfriend, he had just gotten a job as a security guard for a local, or not a local church, but a church somewhere near the area.
It takes your breath away. It's Lakeland, Florida. We're on the air there. That's in Polk County. It just is it's needless. It's needless. These people are dead for no reason. None. Zero.
It's horrible.
Wrong place, wrong time. So something to think about that we grasp the realities of all of this stuff. Speaking of reality, I have a beef. Ladies, you ready for my beef? This could be, instead of Doug's dirt, this is Doug's beef.
Oh, boy.
And we were talking about this off the air. I was in Costco last week, and I bought some of the ink cartridges for my printer. They're less expensive than buying them. I don't like to buy stuff on Amazon, and I find when I go to Staples or the big box stores, they're pretty expensive. You can easily spend 40-some-odd bucks for one of these cartridges. So I saw them on a special, and so I took four or five of them. And you've laughed at me, you've listened to me during the breaks with my scissors trying to get into these
packs. I feel your pain. I've been there. Yeah, batteries. There's so many things. Zyrtec, like, there's so many things that come in that bizarre, child-proof, theft-proof packaging, which is so wasteful. It can't be recycled. It sits in a landfill. It's just, I don't understand why people don't make a bigger stink about that. Or just don't buy
don't
stuff that's in that
about
packaging.
It. They just don't think. There's another, I remember in school we were taught a lot about, certainly plastics were coming into they were in vogue in the 50s when I was in elementary school. And they, you know, sometimes you'd have things at lunch. We got our lunches for 25 cents. Talk about the dark ages of the past. Gasoline was 27 cents a gallon and school lunches were 25 cents. That was it, the big deal in the 50s. And the plastic came to be, and they'd have this plastic wrap around the desserts. So we would have the usual stuff for lunch, and then they'd have a little plastic package with the cookie or the cake or whatever it was that you had. And so that was my first experience with plastic. And never really much. And you'd try to fiddle and fuddle with it, and I still have that problem today. Sometimes you can't get the little packages. I have cereal treats that I take with me during the day, gluten-free stuff, And sometimes it takes me 3 or 4 minutes to get into the package because they're so, if they're meant to be eaten, why do they make them so hard to get into? I guess that's a question. I understand. Well, they don't really understand. I think Victoria's on the right side of this one. Whether you know, the packaging, you've laughed. I had 2 or 3 of these, and in each break.
I can hear you. I feel like everyone knows that sound of the scissors trying to cut through that really dense plastic to get to whatever it is you're trying to get to. Yeah, it's horrible. We've all been there. Mm-hmm. I don't
especially
understand.
Especially when it's a scissors package. You need scissors to cut through getting to your scissors, which was the whole reason you got scissors in the first place.
There you go. There's another one. I have literally broken cheaper scissors trying to cut through that stuff.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Okay. So let's
see. Have you been successful? Did you get to your ink cartridges?
Yes, I did. I have 3 new cartridges. Thank you very much. After taking 3 of our breaks to cut into them and have them so that I have them when I need them. Here's something I wonder about. CVS, Consumer Value Stores, started down the street from me in the next town over, Westboro, Massachusetts, same place Dunkin' Donuts started. They have started to offer therapy to people. And you can say, what do you mean, physical therapy? No. Physical psychology and psychiatry has become something that they are sort of, quote-unquote, toying with. The CVS Health Corporation announced last week that they are going to experiment with Americans getting therapy at essentially the same place you go and you buy your snacks, your soda, your drugs. This is something that I wonder whether this becomes a health issue or not. They and Walmart and Walgreens are experimenting with offering counseling service in the stores. They see that because of COVID, more people are seeking help for depression. We were just talking about this soldier shot up things down in Lakeland. He was obviously depressed. I wonder if he'd been able to get a hold of somebody to talk through his issues, if that could have avoided it. So what do we think of this idea? It's creative, to be sure, and lots of people certainly need help. So is it an interesting idea?
I think this is kind of brilliant, because at first I was like, and then I was thinking through it. Okay, so there's no stigma attached to going to Walmart or CVS, right? People go there all the time. So if you feel self-conscious about going to therapy, or you're afraid of going and sitting in a scary lobby by yourself and then sitting, you know, in someone's office and the whole thing is just new to you, if you're already going to Walmart or if you're already going to CVS and then there's a separate room like they have set up for COVID shots and there's a separate private room where you can go and not be distracted by people shopping, I think that that's a great way to get people comfortable with therapy, right?
Making it so much more easily accessible, because one of the issues, too, when people do decide they want to jump into counseling or therapy, they have to find a counselor or therapist. Sometimes you can't easily get into somebody because they already have enough clients, and then there's a wait list, and you have to wait for somebody to cancel, where sometimes you can't wait that long.
Is this an acknowledgement of psychology becoming as important as physical wellness? This is something, since the beginning of time, me doing radio back when I started doing talk radio in 1974, I remember this being an issue, and I remember how chastised I was because it wasn't until the 80s actually when I started getting therapy. I just thought it was almost something that came naturally. It seemed like a natural extension. I didn't feel well about things that were going on in my life. And if you don't realize it, there is the spirit-mind-body connection. So if you don't deal with your head and what's going on in your head, your body will reflect it. You'll get sick. I was convinced of that very early on. If you didn't have your head on straight, it will take its toll on your body. And so this is something, it seems to me, is an acknowledgement. I mean, I don't know whether I would go to CVS.
I just think removing the stigma of it might be the largest hurdle for a lot of people.
Yes, correct. It is very important, I think, for people to have an understanding why they behave the way they do. Now, whether they'll be really good clinical social workers that will be hired. And they've already started this in Houston, Philadelphia, and Tampa. They're going to be in 34 locations pretty quickly. Pretty much they're finding they started it on 13 or 14 different platforms, and they found that it worked. People responded. So now they're breaking out. Does this see, there's a good and a bad to this. I think there's more good than bad to it. But in terms of, A, the quality, something is better than nothing. So I don't know that I'd be a detractor because of that. One of the things that I find, though, somewhat troubling is how controlling CVS has, especially CVS, in all the Target stores, they have literally thousands and thousands and thousands of locations. So in a way, they set the price, they set the policy, they set, you know, rules and regs for what you can get in terms of drugs or help. This is another way for them to make money, obviously. They'll, I don't know whether they've convinced, because it's hard to get most health insurance companies still, it's like being in the dark ages, to pay for therapy, mental therapy. Physical therapy, yeah, you get that paid for all day long. But emotional therapy, can you get that paid for by your insurance company? Do you know?
Yeah, it should be.
Your insurance company pays for it, Victoria?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what your plan is, but sometimes they'll give you, you know, 38, 40 sessions a year, whatever it is. Every plan is different.
Yeah.
And then you have a copay. So, yeah, but it's, I wonder what the, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what Walmart and CVS does with pricing. Because,
yeah.
I mean, look, the expense of therapy is also another thing deters people.
Yeah.
But one of the best things that came from the pandemic is it's such an increase in how many people were using Talkspace. Mm-hmm. And so during quarantine, so I think maybe, I hope that we're moving in the right direction where there is no stigma and people can get the help that they need.
Yep, it's pretty good. Food for thought, anyway. 47 after the hour. This is the DJV Monday program.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
The pitch is moving up a day.
Antonio's Animation Studio needs a 3D designer today.
What are we going to do?
Someone who's as artistic as they are organized.
How are we going to get all this done? What about the production schedule?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour here on this Monday. Happy birthday to everybody who's having a birthday today. And I don't know, I just thought it would be nice to wish everybody happy birthday, Victoria. Victoria Keelan is here. By the way, when's your birthday? Soon, isn't it? When's your birthday?
No, January.
Okay, well, it's coming up. mine's sooner than that. Okay, here's the, you know, this is good news or bad news. The Russians are coming, the Russians are coming, the Russians are coming. They're going after the big bad Apple guys and Google guys. What's going on here?
Yep, Russia's acting much more like China than ever before. So the Russian state communications watchdog, which is called like Roskomnadzor, is threatening to fine Apple and Google if those companies do not remove an app that's associated with Putin's big rival, Alexei Navalny. Mm-hmm. And so we've been following Alexei Navalny's story for a long time now. He has a lot of groundswell support from people who do not like Putin. They want to get him out. They've been supporting Navalny for a long time now. This is going years back. And then, of course, he was famously poisoned. He made it to Germany. The German hospital saved his life. We never fully got to the bottom of what it was, but we clearly know he was poisoned. And then, ever since then, he went back to Russia, which a lot of people thought was crazy, but he did. So he went back to Russia, and then now he is in jail. So this new app is actually, this is an app created by his allies, and it's meant to support candidates who have a chance to defeat members of United Russia, which is the country's current, you know, ruling political party. And so the reason they're going after this app is this is a part of the continuation of Russia's crackdown on major tech companies, where they feel like they're offering too much freedom of expression and freedom of speech. And so this is the next parliamentary elections in Russia are September 19th, and so they're clearly trying to tighten the belt on this. Now, I don't see Google and Apple rolling over, because this app is in no way a violation of their terms and services. So I think this Russian, I think the Russian government is probably barking up the wrong tree, but they, in their own court, earlier this year, they fined social media, they fined Twitter in Russia for failing to remove content that the government deemed unlawful, even though it wasn't. So Russia's government previously threatened to ban Twitter entirely if they didn't remove the content. And so Russian activists are using American companies like Twitter and Facebook, Instagram and YouTube and even TikTok to organize these anti-Kremlin protests over Navalny's imprisonment. And that's been going on since January. President Biden has even addressed that as well, that if anything happens to Navalny while in prison, then, you know, because he almost died of malnutrition.
So what are we going to do?
It's probably sanctions, things like that. I mean, Russia is really, I think Russia's coming out more than ever now and very boldly just sort of, you know, thumbing their nose at a lot of people, at us and our allies.
Putin's in his 70s, isn't he?
Is he?
Much longer. I think he is.
I don't know. I thought he was in his 60s maybe, but I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, he's wondering how long. I'm surprised somebody.
How much longer do we have to deal with it?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, I know, right?
Somebody bumps him off. All right, coming up. Where do you get your music when you're flying? When you're flying, when you're flying. Well, what do you listen to? Oh, we have an interesting switcheroony on Delta that Victoria is going to inform you about right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so what's the story with Spotify? What's going on here?
Well, Spotify has announced that it's taking over the audio section of all Delta's in-flight seatback entertainment. They're going to be offering their most popular playlists along with 42 select podcast series starting right now. So if you are on a Delta flight anytime soon, you'll look, you know, this will be your new source of entertainment. It won't give you random access to all Spotify content, but you're going to get a decent amount. There are a lot of different playlists and different genres, and all kinds of different popular podcasts will be constantly rotating in and out of the selection. So, yeah. More entertainment.
Yeah, well, plenty of that. And it's the concentration, too, because it's controlled by the same people that control iHeart and lots of other radio stuff.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.